Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Teleseminar series. This is Lisa Garr. We are in the middle of our rockin' series this time around. It is, I don't know, season something, six. And we have been just a lot of valuable, great information. So if you're here, you're on this call to learn something today. You're on this call to get an experience, to make a shift, a change, or at least to know that those changes are available, that they're options to you. And then you get to make a choice, whether to do or not to do all the stuff that we talk about on these calls. But the greatest thing is that the choices that you make are empowering you. So these calls are for you, and everything we put together on these calls are for you. So welcome. I'm really grateful to have you here. And I say that at the beginning of every call because I absolutely mean it. If you go to, there's a website there that you can get all your information from. It's kind of your audience dashboard, and it's called theawareshow.com/Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. So you go to your, in your browser, www.theawareshow.com/Phillips, with two L's, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. And that is the name of my guest today, Brent Phillips. But on that page, you're going to be able to interact with me during the call, entering questions that I'll be asking during the call. You can, later on in the call, at the hour mark, we're going to open up the phones for live calls. So you'll press star 2 to raise your hand, and then I'll call on you after. I'll let you know when that's coming up. Not now, but in just a little bit. So, but in the meantime, enter in your questions there, and I'll be reading them throughout the call. And also, there's a giant, huge special offer button there on the page, too. So just so you know, that is, I think it's every single one of Brent's products he's ever produced in one place. So that is an amazing offer, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on, but that's pretty much, that's incredible. So my guest today, Brent Phillips, is, he has perfected an energy healing technique that deals with the power of theta brain waves, and it is where the unconscious mind lives. And I've always said, if you really want to make a change, you need to make a permanent change at the unconscious level. I do an enormous amount of unconscious work. At night, when I go to sleep, I listen to programs that, just like the program that we're talking about today, that has binaural subaudible beats that sync up the hemispheres of the brain and start to rewire and reprogram with positive programming and affirmations that you choose, that literally reframes the brain. I'm just a huge fan of the brain sciences. I always have. I've been since I had a brain injury back when I was in 1990, which kind of started everything that I'm doing here. So I've kind of rebuilt my own brain, and that's why I'm so drawn to what Brent does. He's a professional theta healer. Welcome to the show, Brent.
Thanks, Lisa.
I've also known you for like probably a decade now, right?
I think. Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, you were there right at the very beginning with me.
Yes, yes. And so tell my listeners a little bit about the very beginning that they might not know of your incredible healing process and where you came from, MIT.
Yeah, sure. It's been kind of a wild ride. I always let everybody know when I'm talking about this, the right up front, I never really expected this to happen. It was never my plan to be a healer or be doing anything like this.
Right.
Because those of you who knew me when I was young knew that I was very much the prototypical computer nerd. I love science. I love technology. I was really good with computers. You know, I was into science fiction and Dungeons and Dragons and all that kind of stuff. And so when it came time for me when I left high school to go on to college, I had an opportunity to go to MIT. And so that being one of the world's best technical schools, you know, I was all over that.
Wow.
And it was at MIT in the late 80s when I discovered the Internet. And this was just a huge passion for me. I just fell in love with the whole idea of the online world. And, of course, this was a long time before it was mainstream. But that became the focus of my studies and my work.
This is the mainframe type of Internet, right?
Well, back then it was generally just research universities and some defense-oriented corporations and the government that used the Internet.
Oh, I remember we had one computer in the corner of an office that we had for research when I worked as a producer. It was,
It was actually called, it was called something else. It was called the DARPANET back then. And so I learned about this, and this became a passion for me. And so I learned all about internetworking. I went on to graduate school, got my master's degree, and I was actually in the PhD program when the internet boom really hit the mainstream in the mid-90s. And so I like to joke that unlike some well-known politicians, I actually am one of the people that helped build the internet.
Wow.
So admittedly, I was a very small cog in a very big wheel. But that was, you know, that was my thing. I was part of the first group that ever sent live audio and video over the web. And
my goodness.
Did a lot of really cool stuff. And so like a lot of my lab mates, I left graduate school because I figured I'd join the internet gold rush, right?
Mm.
I figured I'd move to California, start an internet company, sell it in a couple of years, make millions of dollars, and then shortly thereafter be sipping a tropical drink sitting in a hot tub full of supermodels.
When you're 23.
I was thinking, you know, maybe by I was 29 or so, I'd be there. And so, of course, that was the dream, but it didn't work out that way.
Hmm.
What did happen was that I did form a web design company with my lifelong best friend and another partner. We were very successful for a while. Picked up a whole bunch of Fortune 500 clients. It's still funny to me that the very first website I ever created in my entire life was the site for the launch of the Sony PlayStation in the summer of 1995.
Wow.
That was my first website.
Goodness.
Yeah, kind of funny that back then three guys in their early 20s could walk into Sony and go, hey, guys, we want to do your website, and walk out with a contract and $50,000.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's the kind of thing that happened during the boom. And so the company got going, and it was going great guns. I had 15 people working for me. But what happened was I was working 80 to 100 hours a week to maintain it. Because I was just working like mad. We had actually started a second company to develop online games, and so I was the primary programmer and the only software manager and the only technical executive for two fast-growing internet companies. And so that was a really too much. And so after about a year and a half of the 100-hour-a-week schedule, I started developing a lot of severe pain. And so
100 hours a week. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, literally. And you also factor in that I could type in excess of 100 words a minute in my prime, and I was on the keyboard most of those 100 hours. You can imagine how much strain it was on my body.
You were programming.
Yeah, absolutely, almost
wow.
the whole time. Yeah, I was just, you know, hunched over, going 100 miles an hour. People who watched me work said you couldn't watch me because it was a blur.
Oh, my God.
And my fingers would blur. So that was
interesting.
That was me in my prime, and so I burned myself out.
That's the level. My goodness. Yeah.
I pushed too hard, and I burned myself out, and I developed really severe pain and stiffness and, you know, all this weird stuff. And so like a lot of people, I thought, well, I'll go to the doctors, and they'll get me better, right?
Right.
Well, you know, to make a very long story very short, I spent the next 3 years in conventional therapy. And I just steadily got worse. They put me in splints and braces and heat and ice and put me through physical therapy and occupational retraining and got me ergonomic equipment and all this stuff. But the whole time I just got worse and worse. I was in more and more pain every day. By the end of that time, it was so bad that I couldn't drive a car for more than about 10 minutes at a time. I couldn't hold books open. I could barely type. I had less than an hour a day available to me on the keyboard, and even that was very painful. And so things were looking really bad, and everything kind of hit me in my first dark night of the soul in 1998 when all within a few months my doctors told me that I could never recover. They declared me what they call permanent stationary, which means that you can never recover, and all they can help you do is to manage your pain day to day. They told me I could never work again. My partners decided that I was just now a burden on the company. Because I couldn't work like I used to, and so I lost my position. The website company was sold for millions of dollars behind my back. There were multiple lawsuits. I mean, lots of bad feeling. I had no job. I had no income. I couldn't work. I was in so much pain I could barely get through the day. I had to move in with my parents. And, on top of all of that, my lifelong best friend, who had been at the center of this betrayal with the company, had also been secretly dating the woman I was in love with.
Oh, my goodness. You really set yourself up
yep.
there, boy.
And the cherry on top of that sundae is that this same guy, my best friend for almost my whole life, inherited many, many millions of dollars right around that same time.
Whoa.
So he didn't need any of this money. It was some weird personal thing.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean, knowing what you do now, you really think that that was just the stage that was set up for
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yeah, I unconsciously manipulated him into that level of betrayal.
Wow.
Now I see that. Then at the time, I
wow.
didn't. I just thought he was the Antichrist. And so
wow.
I was in a desperate situation. I was told I could never work. I'd always be in pain. And things looked really hopeless. And it was right then that I discovered alternative medicine. And so I'm sure, Lisa, you and a lot of listeners have had that experience where you kind of your eyes are first opened to this whole new world of opportunity. And you get really excited because you're like, oh, my God, you know, this is what I need, right? This is exactly what it's going to take for me to get better, to get my life back, to get out of pain, to get back to normal.
So it resonated with you right away.
Absolutely.
Ah.
And so I got really heavy into it. And so I started seeing homeopaths and acupuncturists, herbologists. I got tissue work. I went to Reiki healers and pranic healers. I did all these diets and cleanses.
Mm-hmm.
I took all manner of different supplements and protocols and I had all these different healing machines. I had vibration machines and sound machines and G machines and electrical stimulators and, I mean, you name it. And basically for the next 5 years, I was in full-time treatment, both conventional and alternative, doing everything I could to get better. And what I noticed was that there was this pattern where every time I'd find some new thing, whether it was a supplement or a healing modality or, you know, body work or whatever, the person would tell me, oh, yeah, you know, with people who have problems like yours, it's usually 98% of you guys within a month or two see a complete recovery. And I usually got something like that. And every single time I was in that 1 or 2% that didn't respond.
Oh, so, yeah.
Over and over and over and over.
And you couldn't figure out why.
I didn't know what was wrong with me, right?
Hmm.
And so this actually went on for 5 years, 5 years of full-time treatment. And at the end of the 5 years, I had kind of reached the limit of my ability to get treatment. And so I had agreed to have an experimental surgery that a doctor thought might be able to help me. And so I was willing to give it a shot because I'd been told that nothing could help me. And I'd been through years of conventional alternative treatment, and that had been my experience, right? Nothing could help me. And so I had the surgery. And as you would probably expect, the surgery did not completely cure me.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything was not all hunky-dory. In fact, after the surgery, things got a lot worse.
They did.
And after the surgery,
Wow. Yeah,
my right arm was completely frozen at the elbow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, and so that was pretty much a nightmare. And
you couldn't
so,
use your fingers, your hand, nothing.
Nope, couldn't use my arm at all. I couldn't flush my teeth. It was really difficult to use the bathroom. Getting dressed was a major challenge. I mean, it was really difficult. And so it was actually like that for 4 months.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had tried all sorts of different stuff to try to get my arm to move, but manipulations and dynasplints and machines and all that, nothing worked. I eventually had a second operation, which got my arm to move a little bit. But still, it was, you know, the only time it could move is if you applied a lot of pressure to it, and it was very painful.
Prior to that phase in your life, did you ever see yourself as a victim?
Not consciously, but unconsciously, I know I did. I see that I was raised with a lot of victim programming from my parents and just the society I was raised in.
Mm.
Absolutely. Mm. So my whole paradigm or my model for life and living was very skewed.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen to me type of wrong things, right?
And, and so what happened was that I didn't see this at the time, but I was absolutely being very much a victim. And I blamed circumstances and other people for what had happened to me. And
whereas
so,
you might have been creating them yourself.
Exactly. And so the trouble with putting the power outside of you for the cause of a problem is mm-hmm. that also puts the power of the solution outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If those other people over there are causing this problem, then they are the ones that have to make the shift to change it, right?
It's so interesting because, I mean, what we're going to be talking about on the call today starts off with accountability of knowing fully that you were the cause of 99.9% of your circumstances. Would you say 100?
Yeah, I'd say 100.
Say 100. Right. Yeah. So because at an unconscious level, we create so many of these circumstances that put us in these situations. And it can be genetics and it can be things that you, but you have to turn on the genetic marker from the environment, which you talk all about in your program. So, so you get to this place where you're beyond
yep.
help and you have your, two surgeries into it.
Yep, and so I can't move my arm. The doctors have given up hope on me. And so it was right about then that I was introduced to this thing called theta healing. And so it was kind of funny in that it was introduced to me because it was an old friend of my Aunt Lauren. Her name was Terry O'Connell, who had been a very successful financial professional. And she got really sick, had a major health crisis, and she found this thing called theta healing that actually pulled her out of it. And she was so impressed with what she had learned in theta healing that she gave up a very successful career in finance to be a full-time healer. And so
uh-huh.
I thought she was kind of nuts, right? I'm like, wow, why would you do that?
Uh-huh.
It was someone who was at Wharton School MBA walking away from a very secure six-figure job to go be a full-time faith healer.
Wow.
And so I thought she was kind of nuts, but I was like, maybe I'll give it a shot. Maybe something will happen. And so really I didn't expect it to work for me because nothing else had. And so I went and had a session. And so Terry talked to me about muscle testing, which we may talk a little bit about later today, and the unconscious mind and how our unconscious belief systems create every experience we have.
Mm-hmm.
And how this process called theta healing could utilize a theta brain state to actually go in and work with those unconscious belief systems, which can result in profound shifts in your life. And so based on all the reading I had done, I'd read a lot of books on spirituality and alternative medicine, consciousness, that sort of thing. It all kind of made sense theoretically, and so I'm like, all right, let's give it a shot. And so she showed me how to do muscle testing, and we started talking about God and my parents. We talked about my relationships with women, and we talked about what had happened with my best friend. And so we went on for about an hour, and it was all really interesting to me. But the whole time I'm there, I'm kind of going, well, this is neat, but what does it have to do with my elbow, right?
Right.
I'm here because I want to be able to move my arm. I don't want to sit and talk about my mother. This seems kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it was cool. And so at the end of the session, she goes, okay, Brent, we're going to see if we can heal your arm now. And so she just closed her eyes, and her eyes kind of rolled back into her head. And I'm kind of sitting there going, all right, this is cool. And right about then, I actually felt something popped and shifted into my elbow. And I was like, whoa. And so she opened her eyes and said, okay, try your arm. And I did, and I could move it again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was as if the surgery had never happened.
So she closed her eyes?
Yep.
And you said a few things.
And something popped in the middle of my arm.
Wow.
And so, she was on the other side of the room. It's all done with the mind. And
so
that was the miracle that hooked me on this. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. And
Were you in a state of disbelief before? I mean, you were done, right? You were.
Yeah, I was done. Hmm. I was waiting to die.
Hmm.
I was, 32 years old, and I was waiting to die.
My goodness.
Which is kind of sad, but I'm sure that a lot of you guys listening today have been in a situation like that.
Oh, yeah. The emails that are coming through right now, massive pain that people are experiencing.
Yeah.
And insurmountable,
and from everything I knew, there was no way out of it.
Mm.
It was just going to get worse. And so, and this was like a ray of light. I was like, oh, my God. And so I looked at her. I'm like, Terry, I don't know what you just did, but I have to learn how to do this. And so she was like, no problem. there's a training seminar coming up. And so I spent the next year and a half or so just immersing myself in the training and learning how to do this and take it out to the world. And so thing I do want to point out, as an engineer and a scientist and a very precise person, all of my problems were not instantly fixed in 1 hour. It didn't work that way. All of my chronic pain, the depression I had, the back pain, the neck pain, the stiffness, difficulties with money, difficulties with women, weird issues with my relationship with God and what I'd learned about religion. And I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Right.
I was a total train wreck. None of that stuff instantly healed or shifted. It did with a lot more time and a lot more work. But the instant healing was on my frozen elbow. That was 100% instantly, completely healed. the rest of my stuff took a lot more time and work.
Well, the interesting thing is that you didn't then go back to being a computer programmer and going back into a full-time 100-hour-a-week job. You actually made the choice to dig into what this is all about and do the work. And actually
sort of, though I think you're making me out to be a little bit more noble than the actual truth was.
Oh, you tell. I need honesty here.
Yeah, because when this happened to me, I believe one of the reasons I did not instantly regain all of my health, because I have seen that happen plenty of times with people with similar situations where they're just completely instantly healed, like all the pain's gone. That did not happen for me, because if it had, I would have gone right back to my career in technology, because I was so passionate about working with computers and making video games.
Oh, you would have gone,
that
okay.
I would have gone right back to it.
Uh-huh.
And so I was not given that option. And so I did not get a complete 100% total body instant healing. But I was given enough of it to make it unmistakable and obvious that this was something really important that I needed to explore further.
Well,
and
there's
so, yeah.
People that have that are, you know, emailing and saying that they have had similar experiences using Theta Healing from the product CDs and so forth that they've listened to you. And across the board, we have all sorts of people listening, people that have experienced Theta Healing and have questions on that level, and people that have never heard about it whatsoever. So we have a great amount of people, of course, listening to the call today, but they're all, I mean, from fighting stage four, cancer, you know, there's all sorts of incredible people on these calls. So what Brent's saying here is that his experience was miraculous, but he went deeper and also had temptations not to go that direction, tried that out a little bit, found that didn't work, so was forced to go deeper. And the amount of information that you have got, that you have cleared, Brent, if you've cleared every single one of these things that you have on these CDs, have you done all this work? I mean, there's one on here that's, what is it, clearing 1,001 blocks to prosperity.
Yep.
You've done all those.
Oh, yeah, I've done all those. And, in fact, what I put into my products is actually just the tip of the iceberg. But I put a lot of time and work into making it the most powerful and effective tip of the iceberg that's out there.
Because that was just volume one.
Exactly.
Now there's volume two.
There's a lot more to all these things.
Wow.
What I put together in the products is a wide enough and deep enough selection of the most common and most important blocks so that a good number of people who listen to them will see some shifts and results in their life right away. And so, like with me, with my healing of my body, my frozen elbow healed instantly. It took me years to get to the point where I was healthy enough where I could have gone back to engineering. So, you know, again, it wasn't one instant complete everything fixed, but it gave me a tool that I then used. And over time, I actually did get to the point where I'm healthy enough where I could go back to engineering. But by that point, I didn't want to.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, and I was just referencing what was on that special offer, which you guys should check out during this call. And you just go to that website I told you, theawareshow.com/Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. And if you click on the special offer, that was deep down in the offer. It's 11, item 11 and 12. I think this is every single, this is a huge package. And it's just everything that Brent's ever created in one place. For how long has it taken you to put all of these together?
It's almost 9 years now.
Wow, it's amazing. Okay, so what is Theta Healing? How does it work? What exactly is it? Explain.
Well, that's a good question. One way I like to answer that is to say that it's the rest of what everyone else isn't telling you about the law of attraction.
Oh, okay.
And so the way this works, which I'm sure a lot of you guys listening today will understand, is that there's a lot of spiritual and consciousness and law of attraction programs and books and modalities that are out there. And, you know, a lot of it's really good stuff. And the basic premise is that your mind controls your reality, that your mind and how you think and behave, it's energy that attracts all the circumstances you experience in your life. And so the idea being that if you can make a shift in your mind, then you can make a shift in your reality and your circumstances, whether it be physical illness or pain or injury, or if it's poverty or struggle or career money problems, or maybe it's love, loneliness, heartbreak, whatever it may be. And so you look at the typical sales material for this stuff, and it's really compelling because they have these awesome testimonials from, you know, real-life people just like you who got these great results. And they'll have someone who says, hey, you know what, I took this weekend's program, and in the next 3 days I made $8 million, healed from 3 diseases, and met my soulmate. And you're like, wow, that's awesome. I want some of that, right?
Right. I
would too. And so are those stories real? I believe for the most part they are.
There's actually a few that have come through the questions here. Yeah.
And I think most of those things really do happen. However, they're very rare. And what happens to so many of us is we go and do this stuff. We work with a healer. You know, we listen to an audio program. We watch a video 7 times. We go to a training class. We do an intensive. You know, we do teleseminars on the phone. There's all these different, you know, modalities and ways of delivering the content, which is great. And we go through it, and we come at the end of our weekend seminar and go, wow, that was nice. I high-fived a lot of people and danced on the stage and, you know, thought like a millionaire.
Right.
But nothing changed in my life.
Mm-hmm. But what did I learn?
Right. And so of 100 people that went to that seminar, 99 of them just had kind of a nice time, and then nothing really changed.
Mm-hmm.
But for one of them, it was a total shift in their reality.
Mm.
They go back the next day, and they get a raise or a bonus, or they come into an inheritance, or money just flows into their life, right? Or they heal their body, or they find love, right? Whatever your issue is. Well, the difference is what we call the subconscious mind. And so all that, all those things they tell you in the different law of attraction and consciousness and spiritual programs are actually true, but it's incomplete. Because it's not just about your conscious mind. It's not just about the thoughts in your head. It's not just what you consciously think and believe. That's actually not terribly important. If we were to compare the conscious mind to the subconscious mind, if they were computers, the subconscious mind would be approximately 1 million times more powerful.
Oh, wow.
And so it is vastly more powerful than the conscious mind. And so what do you think is going to happen if your conscious mind is saying, hey, universe, I'm a millionaire, send me money, and your subconscious mind is saying approximately 1 million times more powerfully that I have to be poor to be close to God, and rich people are greedy, mm-hmm. and money is the root of all evil,
mm-hmm.
and if I'm rich, everybody will want something from me, and the list goes on and on, right?
That were formed in childhood.
Exactly.
And imprinted in childhood.
What's going to happen is nothing. Your life isn't going to change. Because your mind is unconsciously sabotaging all those efforts. It doesn't matter how many times you say your mantras. It doesn't matter how big and beautiful and perfect your vision board is. It doesn't matter. Because if your unconscious mind is in the way, none of that stuff works. And so that was my experience. I went through years and years and years of treatment, and nothing worked for me. Nothing. I mean, I saw some of the very best people. I've seen some of the doctors I worked with on TV being interviewed about sports stars. Right? You know, I was in physical therapy, and the guy next to me is an Olympic athlete. So I was getting really good treatment, but nothing worked for me. And it wasn't until I discovered Theta Healing in that first session with Terry that she explained the importance of the subconscious. And as she started to clear my subconscious with Theta Healing, my body started to respond. I started to see changes in my life. And so this is so important because all that other stuff you guys learned is important. It really does work, and you need to keep doing it. But you also have to be sure to clear your subconscious if you're not getting the results you're looking for.
Right, because that the other information is great for the conscious mind to teach you the new behaviors once you change the programming that's in the unconscious mind. So now the word theta is in Theta Healing because it actually uses the theta brainwaves to reprogram the subconscious mind, right?
Yeah, and the thing about the subconscious is most of us, unless you've really studied it, if you're a hypnotist or something, you'll know more, but most people just kind of are aware we have a subconscious mind, but it's kind of this invisible off-limits thing that we don't really talk about much or know how to work with.
We don't know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's actually a very easy method you can learn to work with it. And one of the most important things you'll find is that they all require the use of what's called the theta brain state. And so the theta brain state is the brainwave pattern we're typically in when we're asleep and dreaming, when in what's called a REM, or rapid eye movement sleep. And so that's the brainwave pattern that takes you into theta. And when you're in a theta brainwave pattern, your unconscious mind is actually completely accessible and you can work with it. And so I like to think of it very much as programming a computer. And so we're all familiar with computers, and we all know that there's a bunch of software on the hard drive that runs programs that appear on your screen, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we all know that if there's a problem with the programs on your screen, the solution is to go fix the code on the hard drive, right? It would be ridiculous to, if you had a problem with your programs, mm-hmm. to take out a bunch of black markers and whiteout and start drawing on your monitor to try
right.
to fix it, right?
Right.
But guess what?
Code.
That's exactly what most of us try to do day to day when we live our lives. That's exactly what we're trained to do, is to draw on our monitor when our software isn't working.
Affirmations and things like
right.
that.
Right. Even Western medicine.
Mm.
If you look at how it treats disease,
right.
it's all about elimination of the symptoms.
Right.
And
right.
so that's exactly what you're doing when you're drawing on your monitors. You're eliminating the symptoms, right? But you're not getting at the root cause. There's still a problem, even if it looks okay from the outside. And so if you want to get to the core of it, you have to change the software. You have to change the codes. And so to take an example to apply to someone's real life, you have codes inside of you that set your what's called the wealth point that determine how much money you can make and keep. And the things that show up in your life, like a job or an investment, those are not the source of your money, the source of your prosperity. That's not it at all. Those are simply means or channels through which it can flow to you in three dimensions. But the source of that prosperity is the subconscious. It's your energy. It's a choice you've made that says, this is how much money I choose to have.
Same thing goes for a relationship. That
Absolutely.
Person that shows up
yes.
in your life is just a means for you to be able to live out the programming that you
yes.
created, that you got when you were a child.
And this unconscious belief systems, they're so powerful because they will manipulate us into following them. We have no idea as humans how predictable we actually are. And one thing that blew my mind is learning that these set points for money, for love, for wealth, for friends, for all this stuff that's hard-coded into the subconscious even applies to things like how we drive.
Huh.
There was a fascinating study done that proved, beyond any statistical doubt, that no matter how much safety equipment you add to cars or no matter how much you try to safely make the rules of the road, that people unconsciously adjust their driving so that the fatal accident rate stays the same.
Oh, wow.
And if you take away safety equipment and you take away rules of the road, people unconsciously adjust their driving and become better drivers to keep the fatal accident rate the same.
Hmm.
And so it's hard-coded into us that we do this. And it works the same for your health. It works the same for how much pain you feel, for how much money you have.
I was going to say, because there's a person from Philadelphia that's saying that she wants to quit smoking. But mm-hmm. she asked an interesting question. How do I release the fact that quitting smoking puts on weight? Sentence right there is very clear.
Yeah. There's a pretty simple answer for that, which is you test the subconscious, and if it's there, you release it.
There's a belief system that she
Absolutely.
Has that
yes.
says quitting
yes.
smoking puts on weight. It doesn't
yes.
for everyone.
It doesn't for everyone, and that may be some people's experience, and there may actually be chemical causes that would facilitate that. But that's just a belief system. You can change it.
So you can change that.
Absolutely. And so one of the things that is tricky for people when they first learn about the subconscious and muscle testing
mm-hmm.
is they don't realize that what you're doing is when you program your subconscious, that's not meant to be an immediate reflection of the reality around you. What it's reflecting is your choice for how you'd like your life to be in the future. So, for example, let's say that you're broke and you want to have some money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would program your belief systems to say that right now I am a millionaire and I am prosperous and I have money. That may not immediately jive or sync with your external circumstance.
Right. Reality, huh?
But the whole point is they're belief systems. You change your belief systems to be what you want them to be to facilitate the kind of life you want to lead.
So if you're the type of person that always wonders, wow, how do those people have money? Will I ever be able to make that much?
Yeah.
That means that there's a belief system running through that
yes.
person saying, I can't make that much money, right?
And there's another belief system underneath that one that says that they have to know how to make it before it's possible.
Oh, interesting.
And so there's all these different things that you can identify that are what holds you back. And if you can go in and clear this out of your subconscious, it makes an enormous difference. And so if the only permanent and effective way to make a shift in your life is to change these unconscious energies. And as with anything, there's many technologies to achieve that end, right?
Right.
You can do it by brute force and iron will, but that's rough, and it probably won't work a lot of the time.
Doesn't work so well, right.
Yeah. Then there are various tools with different degrees of effectiveness you can use. To me, theta healing is the cream of the crop, number one. it's the easiest, it's the most powerful, it's the most effective. Certainly not the only one.
Well, someone's asking an interesting question. How can Theta Healing work on both health issues and money issues? Or are there different programs for... Well, first I also want to talk about what the issue, what the programs are and how they work and so forth. But can it work on both?
Of course.
Health issues? Okay, how?
Because they're both created from the same source, which is your mind.
Hmm.
Everything's created by your mind. And
okay.
So how you choose to use it, you can make a shift. It was like I had somebody at one of my live events once who said, Brent, I'd love to take your training class, but I only care about manifesting money. I don't ever want to heal people. I don't care about that. Can I just pay you less money and just come to the parts on manifesting?
Mm.
And I laughed and I said, sorry, it doesn't work that way. That's like saying that you want to buy a car, but you only want it to go to the grocery store. And so you want a big discount on your car because you're only going to drive it to one kind of place. You know, the car dealer would laugh at you, right?
Right.
It doesn't work that way. It's the same car no matter where you're going. Same thing with Theta Healing. It's your mind. It's your life.
So the way that Theta Healing, as I understand it, works is you first need to identify the blocks that are that are there, and you do this through a line of questioning. And the special offer that Brent has is hours and hours and hours of those lines of questioning that, that Brent goes through. And the way that he asks the question, he puts the answer pretty much in the question that identifies the unconscious beliefs that you don't know you have and brings them up, and if you feel it in your body, and he uses a form of muscle testing and so forth. But I mean, I've sat before and listened, and then zing, something will catch my mind going, God, I do have that. Whoa. And then my mind goes off on a tangent of that belief system and where that got formed and so forth. And then I go back to the program and go, okay, what is in, then there's a whole sections on identifying and clearing these blocks, And then you go through the block clearing programs, which uses subaudible binaural beats, and Brent's going to explain what those are. And then what it does is it puts the brain in the subconscious state, which is the theta state, which allows the programming to work. So what are subaudible binaural beats? And that's why this technology is so, by the way, Brent created this technology. The Theta Healing, he learned from Vianna, what is her last name again?
Vianna Stiebel.
Stiebel, right. And then you were the ones that created the technology of putting the binaural beats underneath the programming, right?
Yes, absolutely. And
brilliant.
So it's actually fascinating how the technology evolved. Because the way I learned to do it originally is the traditional conventional method where you do it one-on-one with a practitioner, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sit together at the table, you have your session. So that's how I learned to do it. As a very driven and creative kind of person and curious, I always want to make it better. And so first I learned how to do it one-on-one in person. And then I learned from Vianna how to work remotely over the phone. Because it's mind power, doesn't matter. Time and space are no obstacle. So people can be anywhere in the world, and this still works. After that, I learned how to work on groups. After that, I learned how to work on a group over the phone or remotely. And so I'd come a long way, but I wanted to do even better. I wanted to be able to bottle this. And so that's what led me to develop what I call the Formula for Miracles technology. And so the Formula for Miracles technology is essentially taking this process of a Theta Healing session and bottling it. And so people, so we can replicate it and mass produce it and get it out to people very cheaply. And so the way that works is it uses a combination of the subaudible binaural beats, which are encoded onto the program such that when you listen to it with headphones, it essentially tricks your brain to move it into a deep theta wave. And so that's a really important part of this. It uses that to get you into that theta state that makes your subconscious open and malleable to change. It then guides you through a process which involves the muscle testing or applied kinesiology and the transdimensional charged healing energies that are coded into the program. And as a result, what happens is that you just listen to this program and it clears your subconscious blocks for you. You know, it's not 100%. It doesn't work 100% on every block for every person, but most people report a 90-plus percent clearing rate just using the audio. And the great thing about that is that, like you mentioned, Lisa, there's many hours of these that I pre-recorded and edited and mastered and made available to you guys so that you can get many, many, many hours worth of clearing for a fraction of what it would cost you to pay a professional practitioner to sit across the table and work with you on this stuff.
See, now this is, and we're going to get to live questions in a little bit because I want you guys to be able to ask questions live as well. And you press star 2 to raise your hand. But we're not going to do that now, just in a minute. But I want to show people what the is what Brent's talking about. If you go to that website, which is theawareshow.com/Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, you click on the special offer button there, the orange button, and just scroll down through that. There's, if relationships is your issue, then there are 18 MP3s there, and I've listened to all of these. There, you get through you clearing the blocks of trauma and old relationships. If you have a cord or a hook in an old relationship, you want to clear that so that you can create a new one. Even if you're in a relationship, you want to change the relationship you're in within that same relationship. You can release some of the old stuff that isn't working, so it frees up the energy in the relationship to be able to get to a new relationship, and that's great for, you know, long-term relationships and so forth. And then you can get to look at all your belief systems around sex, around romance, around all that stuff, and clear that. And then it gets into the love language and so forth. And there's all of the audios on the block clearing, and that's the one that has the binaural beats and gets right into the theta state, gets you into your subconscious state, the theta state, and works with you there through the guided visualization. And that is so powerful. And then there's that whole program also applies to money. And that is very, very valuable. Money and prosperity is a hot topic these days, especially with the state of the economy. And this will help you around all the programming you hear in the news that this is bad and this is down and this is blowing up and this is exploding. If you have those set belief systems, you're going to be drawn to that like, you know, just like a magnet. So you want to start to shift your belief system so that you start to find the things in the universe that are working right now. There are still people out there in this economy getting jobs. There are still people making money in this economy, and you want to shift your belief systems to be one of those people. There's even a whole program here on how to get rid of allergies, weight loss. That's a whole other belief system. We all know how to diet. It's just how it's getting rid of the whole concept around it and changing where your belief systems are that you can't have your perfect body, shifting the belief system to the perfectly healthy body. And where it comes to health is a big thing that we lit up at the beginning of this call, because Brent talked a lot about his healing experience. And so a lot of people are talking about the state of their health and how and to see if this is something that could change them. But you have to do the work. You have to listen and learn if this is something, these are the issues that you have, and then clear them. There's also trauma clearing, and there's just that is amazing what you've done. There's over 2,000 clearings of blocks to prosperity that is on this. So it's huge, and I mean, it's a huge, huge discount. And I just want to let you guys know that that's a huge value for you guys who are on the call. And you're the only ones who know about it, so I would jump on this because it does go away in a couple of days. But I want to get back to the process. How do you do the process for allergies? Where's the belief system on something that you would think is completely genetic?
Well, that's a good question. And for a long time, I did the traditional theta healing process, which works great. But I found that after doing literally like 200 or 300 cat and dog allergies, that it was almost always the same set of belief systems that caused allergies. What I learned was that an allergy is nothing more than your body's immune system not recognizing something. That's it.
Hmm.
And so when your body is exposed to something it does not recognize, it plays it safe and it assumes that it's something dangerous. And so it activates your immune system to go fight it.
Right.
that's what an allergy is. It's really that simple.
Huh.
And so all you need to do in order to just kind of diffuse the allergy and, quote, heal it, is to go in and do some belief work to teach the unconscious mind, which is the same as the body's intelligence. Those are exactly the same thing. You teach the unconscious mind what something is and how to process it, and the allergy just disappears.
Someone's just commenting here that you did a process for them with allergies, and the effect was instantaneous.
Yeah, it's usually instant. And the reason I learned that was that when I first started doing my practice, I worked out of my home, and I had cats. And I'd have clients come over, and they'd be like, oh, my gosh, Brent, I'm allergic to cats. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I'd just spend, 3 minutes with them in the hallway and clear the allergy, and then they come in and be fine. And I never had anybody who wasn't able to come in and do just fine around the cats.
That's amazing.
And, after doing hundreds of these, I just got bored with it, and so I encoded it into an audio program that does it automatically.
Wow, fascinating. I mean, and this stuff, it's just amazing the amount of people that have are working with your materials that are getting to the minute level on it and asking you questions about, okay, so here's Deborah from Flushing. She says she has every one of the products and has enjoyed every single one and have had various serious injuries from head to feet. And the trauma healing that she did was instant. She had instant results from listening to the CD, the trauma healing CD and so forth. Now, that felt incredible, and she's now on to the next thing, which is should she keep repeating the trauma CD until it is all cleared and out and stays clear, because she's got other ailments and so forth. So does that mean that she would have different belief systems for the different ailments that she has?
That's a good question. And so the trauma clearing is actually just one of the bonus tracks on one of the items on the package.
Mm.
So
wow.
If you guys have gotten in this, doesn't sound familiar, that's because there's so much stuff in there, it's easy to overlook.
Yeah, there is.
But
a lot.
It's so powerful. I mean, it can completely change your life. And this question is very encouraging for me. I'm really glad that someone kind of recognized that power and is using it to get real results. And so the way we would approach that is that for one particular trauma, you only clear it one time. Once it's cleared, you know it's gone. What you may do, though, is you may go back and work more specifically around more detailed aspects of it.
Okay,
and so that's typically what one would approach. So
someone's asking about thyroid. That's a great way to address that question, because there's a lot of different elements where it comes to thyroid and hormones.
Yeah. In terms of thyroid specifically, what you would want to look at is belief systems that go with the adrenals. Because about 95% of thyroid problems are actually a cascading effect that started and originated in the adrenals. And typically they're belief systems about needing to be running around all the time, about being busy, about not being able to relax or not deserving to have time off or enjoy life. That's the first place I would look for something like that.
Can I rewind that part?
Yeah. And, I've often joked that you guys, if you want to learn how to have an instant career, you could have a very successful career as a fake healer if you just tell everybody they have adrenal fatigue, they're low on magnesium, and they need a liver cleanse. Because for 90% of you people in America, all the three of those things are going to make you feel better.
Amazing, right?
So, and what we just talked about in terms of thyroid is often directly related to that. You need to cleanse your liver. You need to work on your belief systems about relaxing, get out of your chronic fight or flight response, stop thinking so much, learn how to be present and feel. And that will immediately rebalance your brain chemistry, put you back into the parasympathetic state, which is the state of growth and nurturing, which we starve ourselves from. We will spend 95% of our time in the adrenalized sympathetic state, which wears you down over time and causes chronic diseases. So in terms of the question of if you have several different physical ailments or problems in your life, do you need separate processes for all of them? Sometimes, but not always. It's not uncommon that you'll have multiple issues or problems in your life that all have the same subconscious core.
Can you do one of these healings with me on the line?
Sure, absolutely.
You can?
Yeah. Did you want me to give a quick muscle testing tutorial?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so people can understand.
All right. So probably about 10 minutes, if that's okay, to go through over muscle testing and do a little work. I think it's a good use of our time so that you guys listening can have a real experience of this.
Okay.
And we can actually do something for you and make a little change in your life today.
Yeah.
You know, beyond just giving you information.
Right, because that's...
Right. Information's great, but information on its own has no effect.
Right, and I'm always committed to something that people can take away from the
right.
interview.
The information must be embodied to really have an effect on the world.
Okay, great.
So we'll, show you, we'll give you guys an experience of that to embody and actually feel what we're talking about.
Thank you.
So you guys who have been into this kind of stuff, you may have experienced or you may know a lot about muscle testing. And so muscle testing is one tool we use. I want to be very clear that theta healing is not muscle testing. It's much bigger than that. However, muscle testing is one very important tool we use. And the reason we use it is that, of course, we're working with the subconscious or unconscious mind, right? And an obvious question is, well, how do I know what's in my subconscious? Because if I want to know what's in your conscious mind, it's very easy. I'll just ask you.
Right.
If I want to know what's in your subconscious mind, that's not so obvious. Fortunately, there's a very simple answer, and the answer is muscle testing, also known as applied kinesiology. And so basically what happens is that the muscle testing allows you to bypass your conscious mind and ask direct questions of your body's intelligence or your subconscious belief systems. And so it's like a little window into your subconscious to see what's there. And this is obviously critically important because we need to know what blocks are there so we can clear them, right? And then afterwards, we need to know when they're cleared so we can move on to the next thing. So to give a simple example, if you're working on money issues, you might want to muscle test yourself to see if you're carrying a vow of poverty from another lifetime. And so you would muscle test and ask your body, I have a vow of poverty. And your body will actually respond and tell you if you do or you don't. If you do, you could then go through a process to clear it out. And then you can retest it. If the process has been successful, it will then be cleared. It's gone. And you can move on to the next thing. If it doesn't clear, you need to keep working at it. And so you can see how muscle testing is hugely important because it tells us what's there and what's not there. And so there's a lot to be said about the topic of muscle testing. I'm just going to give a super quick intro here to give you guys just enough information so that most or all of you guys can follow along and actually use it today. But beware, there's a lot more to learn. I have a video called Secrets of Muscle Testing that will teach you everything you need to know. And, you know, there's also a bunch of free information on my website, and I cover it in all of my conference calls, too. You know, I do a more detailed tutorial than I am here. So there's a lot more to learn. What we're going to give you guys today is just the bare minimum. And so the bare minimum on the theory is recognizing that when you make a statement out loud, when that statement resonates true with your subconscious mind or your body's intelligence, the electrical and magnetic field in and around your body responds to that. And it responds by becoming stronger. And you can measure this with sensitive electrical equipment. When you make a statement that resonates false with your subconscious, the field weakens. And again, you can measure this with sensitive electrical equipment. Fortunately for us, we don't need that because we can use the strength of our muscles to test it. And so most or all of you guys listening have probably been to a chiropractor or a holistic doctor or some sort of practitioner who used muscle testing by pushing down on your arm. That's a very common thing. And so essentially what will happen is if I hold up my arm and I say, I'm a man, that resonates true to my subconscious, so my feel goes strong and my arm is strong, it's hard to push down. If I hold up my arm and say, I am a woman, that resonates false to my body, so my field weakens and my muscles weaken and my arm pushes down easily. And so that's, pushing on the arm is the easiest way to practice this, but you really need two people for that. What I'm going to give you guys right now in the next minute or two is what's called the standing method, which is a very simple technique by which you turn your whole body into a pendulum lever. And your body will actually answer questions by tilting or swaying forwards or backwards. And it's really cool. And so the standing method is great because almost everyone can use it right away and get really clear results. And it's very simple to use, and there's not a second person involved. So you can do it anywhere, anytime. So I'll give you guys the tutorial in just a second. There's a lot to learn about muscle testing if you're having trouble. What I'll tell you right now is the most important thing for troubleshooting is water. So if you're having difficulty with this, make sure you go get yourself well hydrated. Most of the time, that's all you need. Again, there's a lot more detail in the troubleshooting, but we won't get into that here. For most people, you don't need it.
Okay.
Yeah, just drink some water.
Okay.
So I'll give you guys the process. If you're going to run the standing muscle test, all you're going to do is stand up and face to the north. You don't have to be perfect with the facing north, but if you can be lined up with the Earth's magnetic field, it will actually make the process easier and faster for you. And so you want to look down at your toes. Make sure your toes are pointed straight forward. Most people test best with their toes pointed straight forward. Now, if I were working one-on-one with you, we might adjust your toe position a little bit. But for now, in the group, we'll just have everyone put their toes straight forward. The next thing I want you guys to do is to look down at your feet and make sure your feet are about hip-width apart. And so, you know, that'll be a comfortable distance for most people. And you want to make sure that your legs are straight. That's really important. If there's any bending your knee, it's going to be very difficult to feel the swaying result. So you want to make sure your legs are straight and there's no bending your knees. But at the same time, you don't want to be using a ton of muscular effort. You shouldn't be like rigid like a board. That's not going to be helpful. So the feeling you want is you want to feel almost like you're floating or balanced over your legs. When you get kind of that balanced, floaty feeling, that's ideal for getting a clear muscle test. So what's going to happen is I'm going to give you guys statements to repeat out loud. When you make a statement out loud that resonates true with your subconscious belief systems, the field in and around your body will strengthen, and it will interact with the Earth's magnetic field, and you'll feel yourself subtly tilt or push forward. When you make a statement that resonates false with your belief systems, then the field will weaken, and that will interact with the Earth's magnetic field, and it'll push you or tilt you backwards. And so it's a little freaky if you haven't done it before. Some people are like, oh, my God, I didn't know I could do this. But this is something we're actually wired and designed to do as humans. It's just that in our culture, most people haven't learned this. So let's give it a shot.
Okay.
I encourage you guys to follow along if you can. I know some of you guys may be in the car or otherwise unable.
You can listen to the replay.
Yeah, listen to the replay and give it a shot, because this is a really, really valuable tool. And you can literally, most people can learn to do it in a minute or two.
Okay.
So everybody stand up, face north, toes straight forward, feet about hip-width apart, legs straight, and I want everyone to say yes out loud.
Yes.
And so what's going to happen is when you make that positive statement by saying yes, your body's electrical magnetic field will strengthen, and you should feel yourself subtly tilting or pushing forward. That's the typical result. So let's have most of you guys should have felt yourselves go forward. If you didn't, don't panic. It probably just means you need to do a little more troubleshooting. Now, we won't get into that here, but I'm guessing 80 or 90% of you guys should be able to get results right away with this. So let's do the opposite test. Let's have everybody go back to the middle, stand up, face to the north, legs straight, and say no out loud. When you do that, that should cause the magnetic field around your body to weaken and therefore cause your body to tilt or push backwards. So that's what you guys should be experiencing on the no. So that's really all there is to a brief tutorial on muscle testing.
Okay.
All right. So let's do a couple belief systems.
Okay.
Did you have any in mind?
There's a couple that are coming up here I want to mention. There's pain. There's
okay.
More energy. There's allergies. Mostly it's injuries. A lot
okay.
of injuries. So that's why I chose pain, and then I'm going to
okay.
get into some specifics in a minute.
All right, we'll do a couple about pain. I think that'll be a good one.
Great.
So let's have everyone stand up, face to the north, toes straight forward, feet hip-width apart, legs straight, and make the statement, I know how to live without pain.
I'm going to put myself on mute so that people can have their own experience here.
And so if you guys felt yourselves tilting or pushing backwards, what that means is you're missing the codes in your subconscious mind to live without pain. What's going to happen as a result is you'll be creating more pain in your life than is really necessary. And so this is a very common one that people are missing. What we're going to do next is I'm going to do what's called a theta healing download, where all of you guys who got a no or a backwards, or if you're not sure about the result, I'm going to ask you guys to give me permission out loud. You can just say yes or okay. That will allow me to go in and shift you to the theta brain state and do a download that is very much like downloading a new program from the internet. So we're going to install some new codes into your subconscious right now to teach you how to live without pain. So if you'd like that, go ahead and say yes, and I'll do that right now. All right, cool. So those of you guys who had a no or a backwards or a not sure result before, we're going to retest it. So everybody go back to muscle testing position, stand tall, legs straight, and make the statement, I know how to live without pain. And so what you'll find is that most or all of you guys should now be going forward, because we've done a download. We've put new codes into your subconscious that will teach you how to create that effect in your life.
It's interesting, because I originally started rocking backwards, and then my body then went forward.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
And so what will happen is that once you've made those shifts, once you believe that you know how to live without pain, then it becomes possible for you to manifest that in your life. And so for some of you guys, you may literally find that your pain just disappears or lessens for no apparent reason. Other times what's happened is, because you have a new belief system now, because you've changed your energy, you will attract some other resource that will take you out of pain.
But let's do one on money.
Great, let's do one on money.
Coming in here about money.
Why don't we beat up on my favorite straw horse, which is I have to be poor to be close to God.
Okay.
Is that
a missionary complex, right?
Okay. Yes, it's a really common one.
Is
so
it?
Go ahead and let's have everyone get back to muscle testing. So go ahead and stand up, face north, get your legs straight, and make the statement out loud, I have to be poor to be close to God. And so if you feel yourself tilting or pushing forward, it means that's a yes, that you're holding that belief system. And so if you have it, or if you're not sure and you want to get rid of it, go ahead and give me permission right now. You can just say yes out loud or okay. And I will shift all you guys into the theta state, and I will clear that block out of your subconscious for you. All right. Let's test that again. So everybody go ahead and stand up, face to the north. Legs straight, and make a statement out loud. I have to be poor to be close to God.
I got an email here saying that the pain technique worked for me from Nottingham,
great.
UK, from the UK. Just, that was great. I know from you have done this one before with me, which you have to be poor to be close to God, and I instantly went backwards.
Good. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, is that when this process is done properly, these are permanent changes. Some people will be skeptical and go, well, you're just manipulating my field or this or that. It's like, no. I always encourage everybody, don't believe something just because I said it. Go test this and see for yourself. You'll find, if you go and check this, that, yeah, we make these shifts, and it's almost 100% permanent.
Here's a good one for just everyone on the call, is for an overall feeling of happiness.
Okay.
You know, people deal with anger and depression and things like that.
Great.
Is there one that you can do for, because I
absolutely.
Love people to...
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I am actually right in the thick of preparing an entire new weekend event on happiness.
Oh.
Because it's something that's so missing from our world today.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of...
Yeah, because I asked myself, I'm like, if there was just one change I could make in people's lives that would really make a shift day to day, I think it would be giving them more happiness, more joy.
Absolutely, joy.
And so it's funny that you asked that. We'll do a couple downloads, but be aware, I actually have an entire special event called 7 Steps to Happiness.
Very cool.
That we're building on. That's all available through my VIP club. And I have a live event for you guys who want to come to that, where I'm working with some other very prominent, very powerful healers to give you a pretty amazing experience.
Oh, neat. Okay,
but we'll give you guys a little sneak preview right now.
Oh, cool.
Don't have to wait for that at all. So let's do, we're going to do 2 downloads on happiness.
Okay.
The first one, I want you guys to stand up, and we're going to do a muscle test.
Mm-hmm.
So stand up, legs straight. I want you to make the statement, I know what it feels like to be happy. And so, as before, if you feel the tilting or pushing forwards, that means it's a yes, and that you are holding that belief system, and that's good. If you have a no or a backwards, what that means is you're missing that code. You don't know how to run the program of happiness. And if you're like me, a lot of you guys may have gotten a no, and it will make a lot of sense. It explains a lot of things in your life. So if you got a no or a backwards, or if you're not sure, go ahead and give me permission, and I'll do the download. All right, and let's test that again. I know what it feels like to be happy. And hopefully that will be a yes or a forward for all you guys now. All right, now I want to do one more about happiness as a follow-up. I want you guys to stand. We're going to do a muscle test here. I want you to test, I deserve to be happy. And so if you got a yes or a forward, you're all set. You're good on this one. If you got a no or a backwards, or if you're not sure, I want to go ahead and clear that block for you. I want to go flip that switch to turn that zero into a one so that you do believe that you deserve to be happy. All right, let's test that again. Everyone, go ahead and make the statement, I deserve to be happy. And hopefully most or all of you guys should get a yes or a forward now. And so we did a combination of a download on what it feels like to be happy and then a block clearing to release the belief if you believed you didn't deserve to be happy. And it seems very simple, but you have no idea how many times there's one little belief, one little thing in the way from having an enormous shift in your life.
Right. Definitely give me your comments there. If you go to that website, which is theawareshow.com/Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, people are starting to type in. Type in their experiences and so forth. Someone's also asking, wow, that's cool. Donna from High Springs says her back has been hurting all day and it just stopped. And then that's really cool. I love hearing stuff like that because people get a positive experience that they get to take away. And you know what? That's one of the reasons why these calls are so great, is because by listening to these calls, you get an hour to feel good. That is your only job during these calls, is to feel good. And then maybe you can multiply that and take that on and go on and on and on with your life. Feel good here. Know that you can keep going with it, and then that's why this is so cool. I love that you did that on the call. That is so thankful. I mean, it's just great. I'm very grateful. I also want to tell people that that's the same place they can go, that website, theawareshow.com/Phillips, and there are literally thousands of these blocks that you get to clear from that. And it's not just the, you know, Brent speaking. What you'll get is the block clearing programs, and you listen with headphones in both ears, and you can't really hear it, but there's a subaudible binaural beat there that gets you into your theta state that you, and you can listen to these before you go to bed. You can listen to them whenever. They're great before you go to sleep because then the unconscious mind continues to work on those patterns and so forth. Is there any specific time of day that's better than others?
That's a good question. Ideally, you would do this kind of work either right when you get up in the morning or last thing in the evening before you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. The reason being that at those times of day, that's when you're running the maximum amount of theta brain activity. And so it will be a little easier there. However, the nature of these programs, the reason that we encoded the binaural beats so that isn't necessary. It will get you into a theta no matter when it is. So when you're using these programs, it doesn't really matter. But just so you guys know, as a general rule, anytime you're doing any consciousness work, whether it's meditating or affirmations or visualization, you'll generally get more powerful results if you do it from a theta brainwave. And the easiest time to achieve that is first thing in the morning or last thing at night.
Okay, that's good to know. Wow, yeah. There's so many interesting questions coming in. Lori from San Francisco said, that was amazing. I don't know how it worked, but it worked. Examina, I think it is, from Argentina, said it worked perfectly. She's a theta healing practitioner. Changed her life. Amazes her every time. And thank you. That was cool. Janine from South Africa asked, can you take away fear of confrontation? Wow, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And can you, I'm just going to ask you some
questions. That's usually a pretty easy one. Social phobias like that, I've done a lot of work with, and this is very effective.
Donna,
whether it's stage fright or whatever, yeah, absolutely.
Donna asks, can this work on a child, the allergy treatment?
Yes, in fact, you'll find it generally works a lot better on children.
Oh, because they're clearer.
Yeah, children and animals have a lot less subconscious garbage than adult humans do.
Wow, this is
And so, as a general rule, they do not need as much work or time. They make shifts a lot more easily. That's a general rule.
This is an amazing email. This is from Eleanor in Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. She says, thanks for being so candid about your journey to this point. I'm just home from a visit to my brother in the hospital who is facing a planned operation on Monday for a neck issue, which came on suddenly and is excruciatingly painful. He has three kids. And he's open to theta healing. I told him to listen to this call today What can he do between now and his surgery Monday?
That's a great question. I think that an obvious first start would be the material in the package. Even if it does not alone create all the shifts you're looking for, it would certainly give him a lot of powerful tools to move through what he's going through. You could also contact me or another professional to do some private sessions before then.
There's a free thank you gift on this special offer as well, which is if you go to theawareshow.com/Phillips and you click on the special offer button at the very bottom, there's something you can take away right away, which is a PDF on the secret behind the secret, which is really great. But in terms of that, I mean, you can email me, lisa@theawareshow.com, Eleanor, and I can give you all the information that you're looking for to get a hold of Brent directly.
Yeah, absolutely. I do, I mean, I'm generally booked out 2-4 weeks, but I do have what I call first-class sessions, which are people who have a really serious issue or on a deadline.
And that,
so you guys can get in touch with my staff and say, hey, I want a first-class session, and they'll take care of you. We'll get you.
There's a whole there's a coupon on here on people attending the 3-day live coaching session,
yes,
too. So they could dig in and do that. When is when?
Absolutely.
Is that?
That's next month. And
okay.
Of everything I do, I actually think that the training is the single most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as they say, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, right?
Right.
If you teach a man to fish, you feed him for life. All the products in the bundle I have available is like a giant barrel of fish. This will keep you fed for a while. But, ultimately, I would love to teach you how to fish yourself so you don't need me anymore. So you can do it right on your own.
Yeah.
And so that's what the training is about. It's coming up next month, October 14th to 16th. Here in Los Angeles. We're actually almost sold out already, so if any of you guys are interested, please get in touch with my staff ASAP. I am actually doing my very last live presentation at the Bodhi Tree this Thursday, which is exciting but also really sad. I'm sure, Lisa, you know about the Bodhi Tree. It's closing.
I know.
So it'll be my last time there.
I
can guarantee you guys that this training class will be sold out by the end of Thursday night.
Yeah, well, there's also, if you want to get the discount,
yeah, if you want to get the big discount, get the package, get in touch with me right away, and we'll reserve a spot for you. But I just want you guys to let you know so you're not disappointed if you get in touch on Friday and it's already sold out. However, there is another class I'm doing in November.
Okay.
So if you guys just can't make it, get in touch. We'll see if we can get you in November. But the training class is so profoundly powerful. I hope my mother's not listening today, because I'm going to go out of, I'm going to say that this 1 3-day training class has been more important to me and more valuable to me than all my years and all my degrees from MIT.
Wow.
Absolutely. It's something I use every single day. It's made such a huge shift in my life. And basically, in just 2.5 days, I will teach you how to get to Waking Theta. I will teach you how to reprogram the subconscious. I will teach you how to do the digging process of how you identify what beliefs need to be shifted for certain problems in your life. I'll show you how to do intuitive readings, both of the body, guardian angels, ancestors, whatever you want to work with. I'll show you how to connect to universal energy so you don't deplete yourself or take on your client's issues. Many, many, many healers out there who didn't get proper training are doing it wrong, and it can cause real problems over the long run. So we'll show you the right way to do this. We'll teach you how to clear radiation from the body, how to clear psychic cords and hooks. We'll teach you how to do the downloads. We'll teach you how to clear blocks. We'll teach you how to do manifestations from a theta wave to get a really powerful change in your life. All this stuff. And there's about 25 other things we can teach you, too. It's a whole laundry list.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And so just so you guys know, there's no way I could teach you 25 different techniques in 3 days. There's actually a secret to it, which is it's really just a couple techniques I show you that you combine to create all these different effects. And so when you walk out of this class, you will be a fully certified theta healing practitioner. You will have all the tools you need and all the training to go out and start working with people and getting healings and getting real results in their lives.
It's interesting. I mean, if you're a parent, this is a great thing for you to help your children.
Absolutely.
Move out of getting stuck or having disappointments and moving through
them. It's funny you mentioned that, because my wife, JJ, she had not been to the Theta Healing training class. And I really wanted her to go. And she had found excuses to miss, like, the last several of them.
Uh-huh.
And she actually had a conversation with Terry O'Connell, who was my mentor in this process.
Huh.
And Terry told her, she says, JJ, do you realize that learning this skill and taking this class is one of the most valuable gifts you could possibly give to your child.
Yeah, that sunk the deal.
And that sunk the deal, and she was there.
Oh, that's great.
But
okay.
It is absolutely that. It is one of the most powerful gifts that you can give to your child. And it may come back and save your life at some point.
Yes, and there's many different ways that, I mean, and the questions that are coming in through here about, people making, having a hard time making big decisions, chronic fatigue. Someone asks, what's the difference between theta healing and hypnosis?
It's a good question. Theta healing and hypnosis both work on the same principles. The principle that we have an unconscious mind, and that by going to a theta brainwave, you can manipulate this subconscious mind. And so a hypnotic practitioner, who is very intuitive and knows how to reach intuitive guidance and channel energy, will actually be doing something that's kind of similar to theta healing. Two main differences between theta and hypnosis. Number one would be that in hypnosis, the primary goal is to go in and lay in new programs to facilitate the behaviors you want, right? Or to move against the behaviors you don't want. With theta healing, we have a little different approach, which is instead of programming you to necessarily be or live a certain way or not be a certain way, we go in and we clear the traumas and the blocks that are at the root of the dysfunction. It's a subtle difference, but those of you guys who are really into healing and have done a lot of work will understand that our approach is releasing and clearing what's holding you back, which is very, very powerful, and I think it's part of the results we get is because that's really such a good way to do it, a trauma-centric approach to clearing the bad stuff to just open you up to all your power and magnificence. The second main difference would be the intuitive guidance, because this is an intuitive technique. And you will learn how to access that intuitive guidance that tells you exactly what you need to be doing for each client.
Wow.
And that seemed a little amazing at first, but once you've been doing it long enough, it seems kind of normal.
There's there's some people saying, what if I can't get to the live training? There are enough, I mean, there's enough clearings in here for you to be able to get the information that you need on the MP3s. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. And I'll do more trainings in the future for those of you guys who positively can't make the next one. If you start with doing all these clearings in the package, whatever your excuse is may evaporate, right?
So if your excuse is,
I don't have any money, it's like, well, what if you did? What if you do the clearings and the money shows up? Or
right.
The excuse is, I can't get time off from work. Well, what if you could? What if you cleared your relationship with your boss? And all of a sudden, your boss becomes your ally. I mean, I've seen that happen over and over and over again. If you're willing to let go of what you think you know and to make some space for the divine to show up and create some miracles in your life, you may be very surprised. And if you guys are like me, when I got a little taste of this and I saw how powerful it was, if Terry had told me that the training class was $50,000, you know, I would have found a way to get that money.
Yeah. But it isn't.
But it is a tiny fraction of that. It's less than 1% of that.
So, all right. So, gosh, that's so cool. Deborah from Flushing was saying that after you cleared that question, it helped her hear the answer today. So then she can start to now work on other things. I love that.
Okay.
Let's see. What other? All right. I do want to take some calls. And if you go to *2 to raise your hand. And I will call on you by the city and state that you're calling from. And then I hope we'll have time to do a few more techniques. I don't know how much time we have left here. So you press *2 to raise your hand, and I will call on you by the city and state your phone is registered in. In the meantime, to take a look at that special offer, if you go to theawareshow.com/Phillips, and there's two L's in Brent Phillips' last name, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, you can click on the special offer button and you'll see there are, I don't know how many, 34 MP3s, PDFs, there's 3 CDs, some of them are physical, there's a DVD. I mean, there's so much information in there for you to be able to clear everything from relationships to health to finances and allergies, trauma, all sorts of amazing things. So you can really dig in here. Let's go to the phones. Let's see here. This particular caller has been on since the beginning of the call from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Do you have a question or comment for Brent Phillips?
Yeah, hi, this is Eileen. Brent, my question is, what kind of block, I'm trying to figure out what subconscious block I have that I haven't worked a full-time job since I had a contract at Cisco in California. And I'm in technology, as you were, and I love it. And I cannot seem to get a job here in, you know, like with Citrix in technology. What is blocking me?
Good question. In a private session, that's kind of the thing we would do. You know, I'd ask you a lot of questions and we drill down.
Mm-hmm.
The areas that I would want to look at would be, first of all, you can look at what are the differences in your life between now and when you could get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a matter of geography? Is it a matter of age? Is it a matter of how you feel about yourself? That can lead you into what the core is.
Uh-huh. I had to move back from England, and that's mm-hmm. when everything seemed to hit the fan.
So
yeah.
If she did find an idea, what would she do when she found that?
Well, what you would do is you would find the underlying blocks or traumas that had created that problem. You would then, once you've identified them, you can go in and clear it with theta. And so there's a lot of different ways you can do that. Some of you guys may know how to do that already. You may be hypnotists or EFT practitioners, or you may know how to do theta. One thing I offer, and this is, again, it's just one item in the package, so it's really easy to overlook, is called the Formula for Miracles VIP Club. And that's my online members program for people who are really serious about making changes in their life. And what I do through the members program is, I mean, there's a lot of things I offer. I do special events every month. You guys get to vote on the content I create and what you want more guidance and materials on. But I also do live events just about every week where you guys can actually submit the blocks and I will clear them for you.
Oh, on the call.
Yes.
Now, if it was something like age, for example, how would, you know, I see. It would just be her belief system around
right,
age.
Right, exactly. So, for example, you might have a belief that says that young people are better with technology.
Right, okay.
Or that I'm too old to learn new things.
Or nobody's hiring people that are over a certain
exactly.
age.
Yeah, it's more
yes.
like that. Nobody's hiring people over
exactly.
60.
That's
yeah.
I get that a lot on these questions here, that
yeah.
I'm over a certain age and I over 60-something and I can't get a job. I get that a lot.
Yes.
And that is... something that appears to be a fact,
mm-hmm.
what would you, could we clear that one real quick? Right?
Sure. One thing I'll point out to you guys is that there's a big difference between a fact and a belief system that has created validating evidence for itself.
Mm, good point, yes. Mm,
we
yes.
get ourselves in trouble because we confuse the two.
Mm.
We go, look, there are no jobs, no one's hiring, it's true. It's like, no, that's your belief. The closest thing to a fact would be measuring gravity, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much an objective, measurable fact.
Yeah, you can't really.
But all this stuff about age, about the economy, about money, about love, about your health, it's like, no, that's all just opinions. It's belief systems. And so what you need to do is you need to be able to live in the face of one circumstance and hold energy of a different circumstance so that it will then manifest. So, for example, it may be that it looks like no one's hiring you in your industry in your area. Well, guess what? If you change your subconscious belief systems about that, then all of a sudden you may see a shift on the outside. You may all of a sudden weird things will happen, coincidences will line up, and the next thing you know, you've got a job interview.
Okay, so let's clear that one real quick.
Okay, so let's go back to the muscle testing. So everybody go ahead and stand up. And we've been off our feet for a while, so we're going to do a recalibration here. So everybody, legs straight, toes straight forward, face north. Say yes, and that should make your field go strong, push you forward. Now everybody back to the middle and say no, and that should weaken you, make you go backwards. Next, I want you to test no one is hiring anybody over 60. And so if you got it and you want to shift that, go ahead and give me your permission. And just so you guys know, just you may be under 60. I would still recommend you shift it because you may be carrying this belief genetically linked to your own parents or other people you're close to. And when you clear it on yourself, there is a potential it will actually clear on them too. So even if you're not over 60, I'd still recommend you guys clear it. All right, let's give that another shot. Go ahead and stand north, legs straight, toes straight forward. and make the statement, nobody is hiring anybody over 60. And hopefully that'll be nowhere backwards. We'll do one more while we're on the subject. I want you guys to test nobody is hiring in this economy. And so if you got it, if that's a yes or a forward, we're going to want to shift that right now. And let's test that again. Nobody is hiring in this economy. And hopefully that'll be a no. Because like Lisa said, of course there's people hiring in this economy.
Right, or it wouldn't be an economy.
Of course.
There's some semblance of an economy.
Yeah, and for you guys who are entrepreneurially oriented, recognize that the best way to get a job for yourself is to create one.
Right.
And in the down times, there's a lot of very talented, very smart, very motivated people who are willing to work very cheaply if you give them a chance.
There's so much opportunity on...
Exactly. So I would challenge all you guys who think that your industry is dead or you're living in the wrong place or you're too old, that if nobody will give you a job, well, one of the secrets to manifesting is that whatever you think you want to have for yourself, if you go create that and give it to someone else, you will bring it in. You will attract it.
Interesting.
So if you want to have a job, go give someone a job.
Go give someone a job if you...
Right. That's why tithing works. If you want to have more money, go give away money. You're telling the universe, essentially, that I have so much of this, I can just give it away.
Oh, I see.
And then it gets replaced with friends.
Yeah, I actually know someone who does that. It gets replaced in in different ways, but it's interesting. So there's, let's see here, I'm trying to figure out. So we have just a few minutes left. Do you have to go right away, Brent?
I can stay for a couple minutes.
Okay.
I'm already 4 hours late for my seminar today, so.
Oh, my God.
It's all right. It's not important. This was more important to me, so.
Well, this is, I mean, really, you're helping so many different people.
Another 5 minutes won't matter.
Okay, so I just want to go to one more phone call because, from Escondido, California. Escondido, California?
Uh-huh. Escondido.
Do you have a question for Brent Phillips? My caller from Escondido? Okay. My silent caller from Escondido. Okay, well, that's a good sign to wrap it up here. We have the special offer package again. If you go to theawareshow.com/Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, then you will be able to just check that offer out. I mean, literally, if you went on Brent's website now, you would see each one of these things priced individually for 90% more than you're seeing it on here. So it is definitely worth jumping on. It will not last forever because it only actually will last for a couple of days. So we have to pull it down so that Brent can continue to do what he does on his website. He priced this specially for you on this teleseminar series. So being a part of this community, you get access to these smoking deals, which is just awesome. And the most important part is that you've gotten access to this information to even know that something like this is out there, that you don't have to fall prey to what your belief systems are, even though you think you, like the person that asked earlier, quitting smoking might have been something that got embedded in when that person was a child, that there is a way out and that it's a formula that's been proven to work is worth it. I mean, it's worth your life. I just, you know, I set stuff up against that. So I'm about trying a lot of different techniques. This is the one that I've tried that is really, really effective and has worked for me. So I just wanted to share it with you all. And thank you so much, Brent, for joining me. You've inspired a lot of people. So I really appreciate your, you know, doing the healings on the calls and all the information and the options and choices that you give people on a daily basis. It's just enormous. So thank you very much for
likewise. Thank you for having me on, and
you're doing
some great work and touching many lives. So you got my full support.
Great, we'll do that together. All right, thank you, Brent. We will speak again very soon. You take care of that baby.
Bye.
All right, bye bye. Okay, so once again, theawareshow.com/Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. If you click on the special offer button, then you can scroll to the bottom of that, which is that enormously huge offer, and then you can get the thank you gift at the very bottom there. But as I was saying earlier, thank you so much for being on these calls and for moving it out. Just check your state from the beginning of the call, whatever you were doing before you got on the call, to now. And I just want you to experience and see if you have shifted in your state, if you are in a more joyful state, if you now knowing what you know about the possibilities of healing your life or moving on to the next step or even helping somebody else is out there in the world, has that shifted your state at all to a place of positivity or a place of joy or possibility? It just puts a smile on my face. So I know that I have, and I hope that you have as well. And until next time, I invite you all to stay aware.